so we're live.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rola. We finally got all this technical stuff going on.
Situated.
We're here in a place of, situated. You want to say something and tell them why they're seeing us instead of Derek?
Yeah, we kind of like kicked Derek to the curb, you know, type thing. So we're taking over the radio station.
Yeah, right now this is Class Act TV radio for
Miss
a sign.
Class.
I mean, we're just getting a taste of what it's going to be,
especially
stuff like that.
For our radio station,
but,
Class Act Radio TV.
Yeah, no, it's Class Act TV radio.
Oh, sorry.
Ugh. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on the Derek Shapiro Show for all you tuning in from Studology 101. What's up, Pooks and Deezy?
Yeah, hey.
We all we got. We got It's K-Star, Young Kai, Jane Doe, Rainbow Entertainment, all fun people. Jay Brother won't be on this show, but we got Billy J. You know what I'm saying? I used to watch him perform in, I believe it's Narragansett. Oh, yeah, at the Galilee. Just a variety of people. Myself, Rola.
Rola.
Yeah. I know some of you people have probably missed me. But this is Bree. We're doing the show
AKA
today.
AKA Miss Class.
Derek is someplace in Florida. So, but yeah, we got a great show. Tune in, watch it, leave some comments, all that fun stuff, because he definitely
And say
needs...
who's better. Is it Derek or is it us?
Yeah, because we'll probably be bringing the views. But anyway, also, too, I got a couple of announcements. He also mentioned about, like, August 20th, it will be a live interview with Rick Ross. He won't be in the studio, but, you know, it's a recording. But anyway, he'll have a live interview with Rick Ross. And this show, today, July 16th at the 7-ish in the p.m., it will re-air July 21st at 8 p.m. So there, check it out, Derek Shapiro Show, because he is the man. He may make you feel crazy, but other than that,
yeah,
he's the man.
Uh-huh, right.
So let's get to our list. I guess we'll start off with, how you say this name?
Mr. Wade interview?
That's Mr. That's a girl.
I don't know.
Anyway, she's from South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. And you can find her on Facebook, all that other fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, check her interview out.
Wade.
All right, here on Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show, we have Miata Wade. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
All right, so how are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, so of course, I came across your Facebook, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show, and you created this website I guess 2 years ago now?
Uh-huh.
About you're addicted to making fun of people, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay, how'd you get into that?
It just came naturally, I guess.
Came naturally? and you live in Columbia, South Carolina. How's Columbia?
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, a lot of Southern hospitality?
Yeah. I grew up here, so.
So you're in high school still, huh? And you're 16?
Yes.
So, when did you find out that you were addicted to making fun of people?
I don't know. I guess, since I was little, being from a big family, everybody, plays around with everybody, so.
Yeah. Now, one thing that caught my attention, one time you said to this boy that his teeth was messed up, right?
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yes, it really did.
All right, so where did that happen?
2 years ago.
Where did it happen? In school?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then role play for us. Like, what happened? Like, where did you see him in school, and how did that happen?
He was just playing around, and he was like, oh, well, why? And he started saying pain stuck to me, and I was like, oh, well, I could fix that, but you can't fix your teeth.
Wow.
She was like, oh, whatever. So, and I guess it just went about like that.
And then you say, what about his face, huh? And then you saw a lady in the mall with her rollers, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me how that happened.
Everything just happens, like, weirdly with me. Everything just pops up. So, yeah, that's basically how it happened.
Yep.
They just face up to me, and I just come back, like, quick.
So do you usually do it with a crowd, or are you by yourself usually?
It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's a crowd. It's not. Like, you're not
going
to say anything to me.
Right. So that's cool. So, you haven't been on that Facebook, recently. Are you still addicted to it? Or, like, what do you say the, your percentage of you addicted to making fun of people now?
Not as much. I guess I've grown up.
Right.
So I don't really bother people like that. Yeah. I'm, like, cool with everybody. I don't bother you unless you bother me.
Oh, that's cool. So, when you made that website, was your friend shocked, or did they always know?
No, they always knew. They always knew.
Yeah. So is it better, like, making fun of somebody one-on-one or with a group on one person or in a crowd, like, to like when other people share jokes? Or what is best, like, that you've done many years?
It all depends on what type of mood I'm in. I mean, like, say we go to Walmart and somebody looks like that, then we'll just start picking at them.
Yep.
Just going about our business or whatever.
Yeah. And so, like, you go up to Walmart, right?
Uh-huh.
And someone just looks horrible, right?
Yes.
And you just start with them, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So, true or false, is it better to pick on a person that looks ugly?
I don't know. I'm neutral. I mean, if they can't help it, then it's not nice. But if they can help it,
right,
like, they just came out of the house looking bad,
yep,
then I will pick on you because you set yourself up for that.
So, like, when you saw that person at Walmart, how many of you were picking on that guy or that lady?
Just me and my sister, really.
Really?
We were only two people there.
And she heard it, huh?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah. Now, what was I going to say? Have you ever gotten in trouble in school for picking on somebody?
No.
No, you never got in trouble. That's good. Now, what I was going to say is that, okay, so, like, nerds in school, would you pick on the nerds in school too?
No, because
I'm kind of sort of a popular nerd, so I guess I kind of
hang out with them, but I hang out with, like, everybody, so.
Okay, all right. And now, what I was going to say is that, now, what about the jocks in school? Like, so the jocks are known to pick on people. Do you hang out with the jocks in school?
Yeah, I do, but they don't really pick on people like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, you haven't been on the website. When's the next time you're going to be on that website? And how come you're not on the website much anymore?
I don't know. I guess I have better things to do now.
Exactly. So what year are you going to be in next year in high school?
I'm 11th.
11th, okay, all right. And now, do you like doing pranks too?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I prank my sister and my mom a lot, but I end up laughing before.
Really? Right. So, do you think pranks are better or making fun of people is better now these days?
It's still 50-50. I mean, things come up, I just go along with it.
Okay, all right. So, what I was going to say is that, what's some of your favorite shows on television that you like?
I don't know. Right now, I mean, at first it was Teen Wolf,
yep,
or Pretty Little Liars, but then it started getting aggravating because they just kept playing the playing reruns over and over again. So
sure.
I don't really watch TV like that.
Sure. And who are some of your favorite singers that you like?
My favorite singer, I have so many. I don't know. I like Adele and Katy Perry and Beyonce.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, also too, do you think the media hypes out, you know, like you know, cracking down on bullies? Do you think in school? Or do you think it's too much hype on that?
Probably not. I mean, they probably
would
just be like,
oh,
put it over their head.
Derek, are you watching us? Because we're okay, live right now.
Right. So, while are you I do watching thank you, us? Of course, Mietta Wade for, you know, let me interview you today here on the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much.
I'm glad that he's not here because he's just,
retarded. Hey.
He doesn't even have this list correctly. Anyway,
if he was here, I'd punch him in his face.
Go find out what interview that was so I can, okay, it was Young Kai. Now we have the interview with, Rainbow Noise Entertainment. Gotta give a shout out to them once again, another,
They did it out on the stage, I have to say. Got it there, hype, just having fun.
Where did they perform it?
Of course.
Let the people
Phase
know.
Phase one.
Sounds of Pride
Stone
Tour.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Right. Sounds
and
of Pride Tour.
Yeah, it's a Sounds of Pride Tour. It was hot, hot night.
Let's hear what Derek had to say to them. Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. So take two, of course, here, the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, with, again, Casey.
K-Star.
K-Star, that's right. K-Star and A.K.
Young Kai, better known as K-Star.
In Rhode Island, of course. Of course, we had ATL, of course. And now I got to ask the questions again, of course. Anyway, so you're performing here in the ATL. You come from Rhode Island. How are you bridging the gap between the two?
I mean, it's been a good journey. Like I said before, we on the Sounds of Pride tour right now. This is my first tour ever. Like, it's just the first lesbian music tour. We got Studology 101 hosting it. And it's been a great experience being able to network with the other, you know, talented artists that are on the tour. It's been real good experience.
What is your music about that people don't know about your music?
I mean, at first, I've been doing hip-hop since I was 14 years old. At first, you know, I was more like a, you know, gangster type of artist or whatever, more into like street type of really gully like hip-hop type. But you know what I'm saying, growing up and the experiences, you know, people change and all of that. And now I'm known as Young Kai. Young Kai, her persona is more like more caring, more, you know, more about, you know, feelings. It's a R&B, more like on an R&B. But, you know, I will always be K-Star, so it's definitely, like, mixed between R&B and hip-hop, so.
And how is that, being an artist, how does that work with being an LGBT community?
I mean, it's been a real good experience, being able to entertain my own community, because the community is supported with each other. So I've been, you know, getting the love and the support from the community and all of that. More doors have been opening up, and it's been pretty cool.
So, where do you like performing in Rhode Island? You performed for Gay Pride for the first time.
I have, yeah.
What was that like?
It was fun. I got to chill with our mayor, Cincellini, actually.
Yes, okay.
Cincellini backstage and all of that. So it was pretty cool. I mean, the crowd, you know, they was feeling it. There was a lot of people from out of state. From Texas, pretty much everywhere. I had a good time.
So where else are you performing? Are you performing at like a lot of other clubs too in Rhode Island?
I have performed at the Black Rep. I have performed at the Columbus Theater, and I have done festivals in Rhode Island.
The Dominican Festival too?
I have not done the Dominican Festival, no. I do more, you know, I do English music pretty much. I've done like maybe a couple reggaeton tracks, but it's been mainly like, I think it was maybe the Haitian festival And then this year, it was Rhode Island Pride.
And tell me about you growing up in Rhode Island. What place did you like in Rhode Island to go?
I'm sorry?
What place did you like to go in Rhode Island during your off time?
I mean, I'm from Pride City. So I stay in Pride City. The only time pretty much I be outside of Pride City is if I'm in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chachi. And I'm saying we got Vertigo, and I'm saying in Pawtucket. So I be up in Pawtucket when I'm doing music.
And what about, and you did a club with Huda M, of course, with Fliz, and how was that?
It was pretty cool, man. They down to earth people. They real cool, you know what I'm saying? They like collab kings, you know what I'm saying? They pretty known in Rhode Island. They holding it down, though. So.
And who would you like to do a collab with next?
I'm sorry?
Who would you like to do a collab with next if you had a chance?
If I had a chance, I would do a collab actually with a producer, and it would be Timbaland. He's one of my favorite producers.
Timbaland, who worked with JT, Justin Timberlake, and many other artists too.
Yeah. I love his beats. You know what I'm saying? I also would like to work with Missy Elliott, man. She'd be holding it down for the female MCs.
Sure. So, what other states do you like? You like the ATL, of course. How many times have you performed in Atlanta?
This is my second time performing in Atlanta. The last time I performed, it was for last year's ATL Pride, and it was at Prima. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Tomboy Swag for having me out there.
Oh, awesome. Tomboy Swag, okay. Yeah. And what other states did you like performing in? You perform in Boston a lot, too?
I've actually performed also at the Boston Pride, which was the weekend before Rhode Island Pride. That was also, shout out to Boston as well. They show a lot of love.
Awesome. And where can people find your information?
They can find me at the official website. It's called IamYoungKai.com. You can find all my links there. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know all the links, just definitely visit IamYoungKai.com.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
No problem, man. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
All right.
Thank you.
So we're back again
here, Class Act TV Radio, on the Derek Shapiro Show, because he's out and about doing business. That's how we keep it, you know, we're always on the go.
Stay on the road,
go, Lego. Anyway, DZ's famous mojo, Lego. But that was who?
That was Rainbow Noise.
With their song, Homo. I'm a homo. Like Jane
I'm
Doe's.
I'm a...
Okay.
What? This isn't a song. I'm a... You didn't hear the song?
Yeah, I heard the song, but you gotta sing it all. It says I'm a homo.
Yeah, sing it. Sing with me.
I'm a homo. I like Jane Doe's. Hell yeah, I'm gay. I don't care what people say. Alright, that's my We All We Got rep, Jane Doe.
Oh, and now we gotta remember Young Kai is in the group too.
That's right.
Can't forget Young Kai.
Oh my God! Just
Rhode
the other
Islander.
Day, just the other day, Studology made an announcement and said we have another, newcomer. It's Young Kai.
Kind of the members of
That's
here.
Right. Welcome.
Yeah. Reppers.
Rhode Island, Providence. Providence, Rhode Island. I'm an idiot. I'm from there. I'm sorry. Providence, Rhode Island, stand up, because Young Kai and Rolla is putting it on the map. But anyway, we're going to hit you with my song. It's supposedly the song of the month Derek has listed here.
My Rage.
I did it with my friend Dante, Providence, Rhode Island. And it's called My Rage, of course.
Yeah. Does she have a lot of rage?
Do I have a lot of rage?
Do you?
Anyway.
Do you have a
roll
lot of
rage? Smile with me. Play my song.
Playing games with me. Girl, tell me, are you playing games with me? You said our love was strong. What's going on?
You can tell me, are you playing games with me?
Young Kai, better known as K-Star.
No, we have to correct some things because Derek has
and it's going down at the Derek Shapiro Show.com.
It was Young Kai's interview, then her song Games, then shout out. And I guess we're going to be doing the shout out now, is what I'm taking. Already happened. So, yeah, so Rainbow Noise it is.
So I guess we were on track. Anyway, that's why sometimes, you know, doing some people's shows can be kind of confusing, but it's also fun at the same
time.
That's
like sitting there with a piece of gum in your hand.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, we get to shout out our stuff and all that. But yeah, let's get into the Rainbow Noise Entertainment interview, and followed by their I'm a Homo.
All right, we're with Rainbow Noise Entertainment, of course. And with the rain today, of course, you know, ATL, of course. You should see a lot of rainbows, right? But anyway, how did Rainbow Noise Entertainment come to life?
Well, basically, I've been doing music for the past 7 years and decided to focus on the gay and lesbian community by doing a gay label, basically geared toward gay and lesbian artists. So that's where it came about. We started about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
A year ago. And you already got buzz from the Ellen DeGeneres Show, right?
After Ellen.
After Ellen.
After Ellen, which is a website that's made for the lesbian community based on the After Ellen Show. I think it's a part of Logo.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Logo TV channel.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So tell me about where are you guys from?
I'm personally hometown from the DMV, Washington, D.C., but I currently live in Vegas.
I'm J Squared, and I'm from San Diego, California.
Awesome.
I'm Stuff Famous, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. So what is it true? What stays in Vegas? You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Unless you watch the YouTube.
Okay. And what about you?
I'm an individual from Queens, New York.
Oh, Queens, New York, okay.
I'm Kix from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, okay. In the West Coast, of course. So tell me about, where does your music represent?
I think it represents us as individuals, as people. Everybody brings their own piece of themselves into it, and it represents us as who we are.
Okay. And tell me about your song that made it big. What's the name of this one again?
I'm a Homo.
I'm a Homo. Tell me what's that about.
It's not about anything but us being who we are again. It's called I'm a Homo because that's what individually we are, all homos. And, you know, we made a song just repping, you know, what we felt that means.
Right. So, how did, when you got that buzz, you know, when the buzz was on the streets about that song, you know, when people loved it, how did that make you feel?
It felt good. I mean, it was a lot of controversy surrounded around it, but, you know, it felt good to have, you know, people talking about it and putting on for our community in that way.
And when controversy hits you in a negative way sometimes, how do you handle that?
We just got to take it as it goes. That's what comes. We all want to live the life of a star and be in a public eye, and that's kind of what comes with it. So.
And who do you look up to?
I look up to myself and God.
And what about you?
My mom and my dad.
Awesome. You?
I don't know. It's like frequently changed. I look up to Cito. Okay. That's my CEO.
Okay. And what about you?
I don't look up to anything, but I look forward to the future.
Okay. And you?
My mom.
Okay. And if you could do me a favor, because, you know, on the Derek Shapiro Show, okay, I always say, lose out to the Derek Shapiro Show. So if you could have it like a sequence of, say, Derek Shapiro Show. 1, 2, 3. Derek Shapiro
Show.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you could give a shout out, say this is your name, and you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is C. Smith, CEO of Rainbow Noise, and the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is J Squared, shit out of San Diego, California. This is the Derek Shapiro Show.
Stud Famous coming live from the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Jinky. Shout out to Ram Squad, Penn State.
Kicks, Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. And also, you're on the DSS TV station. I'm present on my DSS TV station too, okay? Yes, DSS TV station, yes.
Okay, DSS.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
We're back here in the studio, Derek Shapiro Show, Class Act TV Radio taking it over with Rola and
Miss Class.
That's right. That's how we do it. That was Rainbow
interview.
Their interview, Rainbow
now
Noise
we're going into the song.
Entertainment, and we're gonna
go into the song. I'm a homo. I'm a.
I like that song a lot.
I mean, they be rapping it on stage.
That's right. I mean, the video is nice, too. Check that video out. You know what I mean? Like,
check them out. Find them. Just find everybody. Just
Google.
Yeah.
Go to your Google. Have a Google session. Invite all your friends over and just be having Google sessions. And just
drink your wine coolers if you're underage or Kool-Aid.
Just Google everybody from Jane Doe to Studology to Rainbow Noise to Vegan Ravens to not me yet. I'm giving shout-outs to everybody else. Just have a Google session. Just Google the world. Rainbow Noise. Maybe a little season in the Derek Shapiro, Young Kai, Studology, V N Davis, Hot God Beats. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny.
Killer Kale. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot about my girl Killer Kale. Anyway. Oh, and Triple Deck. Did I mention everybody? I got everybody, right?
Yeah.
So what you wanna do, have a session and do all of that, right?
Have fun.
Now let's jump into this I'm a Homo song.
Yeah, so we can rock with it.
I'm gay.
Yeah. Hey, yo, C, come back over here. Yeah. Hey, I got my boo.
I'm a homo.
Hey, boo.
Yeah.
My niggas hyping me up.
Hey,
look, got them girls on my job. How many niggas do you know that gotta tell them hoes to stop? You got a problem, I solve it. Call me a pussy hoe. Nick, my phone, they steady calling. Break holes until they fallin'. Basically, I figure I'm too real for these hatin' niggas. Probably cause my gay for bitches like support or that trigger. My ego getting bigger. Hate on me, hate on we. LGBT, reppin' for my faggot family.
They call me Flame On. I go by Flame Blow. They know the name and I'm running crazy. There he go. That's what they say. I'm flowing so nasty. With my rainbow color flag and the kicks with the J. I'm in all black like a ninja, assassinate. Talking to me with the slurs, turn you
win the bait. They might be losing their mind, I never hesitate to pull the pink 22, Joker face.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
I'm a homo.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. Hey, I'm heart and I'm not a heart spitter, but this is my team and they all go getters. I put heat on this beat, no chrome triggers, and you in love. That's not because my figure. It's the Marte here and I'm a gay boy son, but this time I'ma show my family some love. Next time you see me in the club, don't forget the butt plug. Six color click, come holler at a real thug. I'm a homo. I'm a homo. I'm a homo.
All right, so yeah, as you can see, my partner just left me in the studio all by my little lonesome. But yeah, we're about to go into her song. Rolla is my rage, and I wonder if she has a lot of rage. That's a big question, you know, especially when the song's called My Rage. You know? So, yeah. Let's, go ahead and go on to My Rage.
I don't care, I won't lose. Done paid all my dues. I will come after you and show I can too. Defeat this game and get my spot. Show that the proof is hard. Cause I know they won't knock me down.
Never. Let's get them.
I don't care, I won't lose. Got paid all my dues. I will come after you and show I can.
stand tall like skyscrapers over haters. Many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the vapors, cause the biz are marquee. A player in the game, and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane, and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand, he ain't the one to play with. Could go off any time like bombs when they lit. Blow like Boston, George. And I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord. And your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill ya. Get familiar. When mics are present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you could know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a 4-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
I don't care,
wrong.
I won't lose. Done paid all my dues. I will come after you and show who I can do.
My name's Defeat my name's
and shame and get my spark.
Nice to meet you, to meet you.
Yeah. So yeah, that was Rolla, My Rage.
So you introduced the song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause someone had to leave me in the studio all by my lonesome.
The camera's over there.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking to you.
So what's next, hon?
All right, we have Billy J over here on Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 63. And how you doing, Mr. Billy J?
I'm doing great, Derek, by yourself.
Great, yes. Hot here in down south in Atlanta area, of course. But of course, so you live in Naples now.
Yeah, down in Naples for the last 12 years.
Wow, and I remember, you know, you had that farewell party back at George's of Galilee, of course, you know. And,
sure.
You know, everybody at George's knows that you're going to be on my show, of course, tonight, you know. And
I put everything out, everyone knows.
Yes. Exactly. So tell me, you know, you made a big presence up in Rhode Island. I still have fans up in Rhode Island. I just interviewed, you know, Larry Estepa recently, and you know, I've had Mike Butts on my show. You were on the Mike Butts show back in the day too, you know?
Sure was.
So tell me about.
It was a lot of fun. I just talked to Mike about a week ago.
Really? How's Mike doing?
Yeah. He's doing good.
Yes.
Very well.
And so tell me about your transition, Rhode Island and Naples.
Well, we had come down here probably about 15 years ago on vacation. And my cousin, Charlie, had moved down here. And we came to visit. Just fell in love with it. There was so many great places down here. We always loved the beach. We always used to go away to Aruba or Cancun. So it was always like we love the tropics. And I just fell in love with it here. And there's a lot of work. And I'll tell you, I'm busier here than I ever was even up in Rhode Island.
Really?
But I would be busier. Yeah, it's crazy down here.
And what's one great thing about you is that I think that, like, what I do is that even though I moved down south like you did, you still keep your Rhode Island fans like I do. Tell me about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The good thing is, you know, I had a mailing list, which I kept, and also, of course, now with Facebook and everything, and Twitter. So I'm able to stay in touch with them, which is great. And I'm going back up to Georgia's August 14th. And actually, I'm doing the first place I ever sang as a solo act was an old fire station in Pawtucket called Donald Anthony's Hose Company 6.
Right.
And I'm doing that Friday night, August 12th.
Right.
I'm going back to Georgia's. And I went back there last year. We had about 650 people show up.
Right.
It was pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
So.
The other great thing down here, Derek, is there are so many people that come down here from Rhode Island.
Yes, there is. Yes, down in Florida, people love Florida from Rhode Island, huh?
It's amazing how many people that used to come hear me sing that are down here. It's great. It's wonderful.
So where do you sing in Naples?
I'm sorry?
Where do you sing out in Naples?
I do, probably 85% of my stuff is at all country clubs. They have, I think there's like 68 country clubs just in Naples alone.
Really?
And they're just, you want to do it for the Tiburon is one of them that do that. Every year they have a truck shootout. It's held there, and that place is like 2 miles from our house. And,
really?
Beautiful, beautiful country clubs. And plus, I took up golfing while I was down here, so I'm loving that.
So, you perform a lot too. You performed at the Rhodes and the Patuxent, I think, last year too, didn't you?
Yeah, I went up with my friend Mike Dutra, who does a Sinatra show.
Yep.
I was doing the Rat Pack show, and I went on as Billy Joel. I did Piano Man.
Yes, and you perform with Billy Joel. Billy Joel came to one of your gigs before?
Yeah, at George's in Galilee.
How long ago was that when he came there?
Oh, my God. Probably 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
And he performed with you. How did it feel to perform with Billy Joel?
It was pretty cool. It was scary, but it was pretty cool.
So you still good friends with Billy Joel today?
No.
No?
It was kind of the way that we met was probably kind of cool. It was one of his guitar players, Tommy Burns, that played in his band. And I kind of met, we met through him. And he was playing at the Civic Center, actually. Yep. And we met through him. We went to the after party. And
tell
him that
he's
pretty nice guy, great guy actually.
Yep. Yeah, but I had the privilege to meet Billy Joel back in the day. So what did he? How did he feel when you played his songs?
Oh, it was great. Because that was one up in Rhode Island. I used to do a lot of his stuff.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, when I used to sing over in Block Island also. He was staying at the Spring House.
Yep.
I was married and Christy at the time. They were together.
Yep.
And he was there when I was playing there, but I didn't see him that time. But it was great.
Sure.
It's amazing. And it's kind of cool because a lot of the shows that I see now, like The Voice and the stuff that are on TV and American Idol, how letting these kids are getting a chance to sing with their idols. You know,
exactly.
Big stars like that. That's so cool.
Yes.
Really great for the kids.
And tell me about you also performed in front of George and Barbara Bush, you know, before. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's a place called Tommy Bahamas, which is probably known all over the place, but they have great clothes but they have a restaurant down here. And I had that was right after 9/11.
Yep.
It was in November, and I was sitting there one night, and this old gentleman, he had to be like 84, 85 years old, kept coming up to me and asking me for old standards like Georgia and Frank Sinatra stuff. And he came up, he said, you know, he says, I have friends that come at my place, and it's in Boca Grande, Florida. He owned a hotel. And he goes, I have these friends that come in. I was wondering, would you come up and perform for them? I went, sure. I said, I would love that. And he goes, well, I should probably tell you, it's the Bush family. And I'm thinking, God, I love beer. You know, Anheuser-Busch, that would be great. But I thought it was Anheuser-Busch. But then I got a call 2 days later, and I had to go to security clearance. So I got cleared for that, thank God. I don't know how that happened. But then I called and see if I could bring my wife. And we went up to Boca Grande, Florida. It was their birthday. It was their Christmas party.
Yep.
For the whole family.
Yep.
And it was quite an experience. Just to be in the room was myself.
Sure.
I had one waitress, a bartender, and 17 Secret Service.
Wow. So
they
tell
had that
me.
Only because it was right after 9/11. So they only usually had two, but because of what was going on, they
right.
had 17. That's pretty amazing.
So tell me about your song, of course, Like a Champion, of course. It's called Like a Champion?
So I'll Be Your Champion.
I'll Be Your Champion, okay. And you wrote it for Vinnie Paz. And did Vinnie Paz hear it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. My wife and I were on a cruise in Puerto Rico, and every day you get the little paper under the door.
Oh. Oh, gee.
Thank you. place time left behind. There'll always be a soldier, but a warrior will shine. My heart is filled with passion, my eyes burn from the sweat, but this fire that burns inside me will never let me quit. I've taken what life gives me, always stood tall. You'll never hear complaining, no, you'll never see me fall. Thing I regret, but this fire that burns inside me will never let me quit. I'm your champion, a warrior till the end, a fighter with the soldier, but a warrior will shine. My heart is filled with passion, my eyes burn from the sweat, but the fire that burns inside me will never let me
at the bar and waits for Daddy to come around. Daddy's waiting for Eggy Breaky and for George to get out of town. George is of Galilee, where the sun always shines. People singing, people laughing, leave all their worries behind. At George's of Galilee, George's of Galilee. Roger is ready and waiting as he sits at the edge of the bar. Clap so loud I cannot hear the sweet nothings you whisper in my ear. Charlie always gets here late, but he brings us so many friends. That's okay with me, you see. He's like a chicken out of his bin. Coming to America, stand up and sing it loud. Let all the people on the boat know we are a wild crowd. George is of Galilee, where the sun always shines. People singing, people laughing, leave all their worries behind. At George's of Galilee, George's of Galilee. At George's of Galilee. George's of Galilee.
All right, we have Studology 101 here in Atlanta, of course, coming from Dallas, Texas, of course, on tour, of course. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Derek.
State your names, of course.
I'm Deezy, and I'm Pooks.
Pooks and Daisy?
Yes, and we're Studology 101.
Yes. How'd you get Daisy and Pooks?
Well, actually, Daisy came from high school. All the guys used to think I was so cool because all the girls liked me. So they would be like, what's up, Diamond Daisy? And Diamond is my real name.
Yep.
So they would say, what up, Diamond Daisy? And Daisy just stuck. What up, Daisy? What up, Daisy? So it just started in high school.
And how'd you get your name?
Man, Pooks was more like, you know, a nickname that was shortened from another nickname. My nickname was Pookie. And of course, I didn't want to grow old with Pookie. So it's like... We shortened it down. My friend called me Pooks, and I ran with it.
Sure. Now, I have a lot of the LGBT community loving my show as well, even though my show's for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Why did, you know, how did you get involved? Of course, you're both lesbian, of course. Are you two a couple?
No, we aren't.
People ask
that. It's funny because people ask that, but we're best friends. No,
best
we're not
friends,
a couple.
Okay. Do you have any respective girlfriends?
No, I don't at the time. I'm sorry.
I do. I'm on lockdown, ladies.
Okay. So how does she feel that you're working a lot with you know, your best friend? Does she get jealous a lot?
At first it was like that. She's like really jealous when I go out of town. That's really the only thing. Exactly. But other than that, you know, we're kind of all best friends. We all get along. So
you just was in my neck of the woods just recently, up in New England. Of course, I come from Providence. You're up in Boston.
Yeah.
So tell me about what was like performing in Boston.
Boston was a great crowd. We loved it. It was a smaller crowd. Not a lot of people came out, but I will say that everybody showed respect. Everybody showed love for the artists, and I think they truly got what our mission was.
Sure.
To bring the LGBT together. Mm. We all we got.
Now, of course, you come from Dallas. You lived here in Atlanta, I heard, for a little bit. What is it about Atlanta that you like so much, and what is it about Dallas that you still like?
I would say about Atlanta, the nightlife is crazy. As far as hosting, this would be perfect, you know. As far as Dallas, that's where we grew up. That's our home. And you always got a spot in your heart for home, and you always want to be there. So I don't think I could ever truly leave Dallas. Maybe get a house here, a house there, but I'll always be in Dallas.
Really? Yeah. So tell me what you do for the LGBT community. You have a TV show, too, right? LGBT?
On YouTube.
Our YouTube channel. We do topic videos. You know, everything started from YouTube, and we just made our YouTube to give
the stud lifestyle from our perspective, not necessarily for all studs. A lot of people get that confused with our channel for some reason because we're called Studology 101, right. But every stud is not like us, so just want to let y'all know Studology was created to, you know, give a stud lifestyle from our perspective.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So
what can other people get from what you're doing?
They can get advice, they can get inspiration. We're doing a We All We Got movement, which is promoting and recognizing LGBT talents of all kinds. So we're promoting those artists, and along with promoting the talent, we are unifying the community as one. So it's a great thing that we're doing, and we could use it, all the people to join the movement. You know, We All We Got. It takes all of us to do it. You know, that's the movement. We, as in the human species, the human race.
So you're both hosting a show tonight, of course. Now, you both don't rap at all, right?
No, we don't at all.
But you encourage rappers to come, you know, and singers, of course. And when people find that you're very positive and everything like that, what do people say to you a lot? What do people say to you, you know, after the shows or, you know, on the streets?
I mean, I would say doing Studology 101 has been life-changing to both of us. I feel like it gives us purpose, it gives us motivation, and it's definitely worth it. And hard work pays off, so any business that you want to get into, you can be successful at. Anybody who's listening, know that you can be whoever you want to be. So, I mean, we're living proof of that. Studology 101 came a long way. We started from a YouTube show, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now we have a partnership with Curve, and that's amazing as well. You know, mm-hmm. That sold everywhere. That's huge. So I definitely think that the LGBT youth in general, that's the future.
Sure.
And we need to help the future because it's so much brainwash going on right now that I feel the need to step in.
So what do you say to people who have prejudice out there for the LGBT community, and you're trying to break that? And how are you trying to break that?
With the We All We Got movement, usually, the hate is kind of coming from within, and our community, we can't gain respect if we don't have respect for each other. So that's one thing that we look at, is our people first. What are we doing wrong that is causing people to judge us that way?
Exactly.
So it definitely all starts with you, and that's what we want people to realize, that it starts with you.
And we have to let people know that you have to accept responsibility, take responsibility for your actions, because you bring everything, every situation upon yourself.
Right. Yeah, so I'll tell you this one story. When I lived up in Rhode Island, right, I interviewed Mr. Gay Rhode Island because, you know, I sponsored the AIDS walk up there in Providence still. Nice. And I lost a sponsor because I put Mr. Gay Rhode Island on my flyer, and he was advertising the same flyer. I says, well, what happens if someone goes in your shop, you know what I'm saying, and gets a haircut in your shop that's gay, right? So I was proud to lose that sponsor. but you know, of course, you know, I'm Jewish, of course, and Jewish gets, you know, hated on too, you know, so, you know, but, you know, I know how that feels too, to be the underdog too, you know. So, like, what do you want to tell people, the straight people that's listening, the more LGBT community that's listening, you know, in Atlanta, Dallas, Florida, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island right now? What do you want to tell them?
We just want to say We All We Got is not only for the LGBT, it's for the world, for the human species. We must rise up. It's a awakening period for a lot of people, and it's a lot of people's eyes are going to be open during this next year, and I just want everybody to just keep the faith. Keep the faith, because without faith, you're nothing.
Really?
I mean, without...
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of people need to know that us as the LGBT community, we just want to be heard, we just want to be seen, and we just want human rights, which everybody deserves.
Sure.
So the only thing different is our sexual preference. We don't want you if you don't want us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Understand that.
Now, I do have a question, because you're from Dallas, of course. You do like the Dallas Cowboys?
Do I like the Cowboys?
We support.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, Dallas Cowboys,
they
you know,
they're good, though. I will say that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do know that.
They had a killer team back in the day, and, you know, I'm from Dallas, so I'll always be a Cowboys fan.
Really? Yeah. Because, you know, Rola, who's here, I'm friends with Rola, she comes from New England, and she does not like the New England Patriots, and I love the New England Patriots, but there's a lot of people from New England, actually. We just performed in Boston. who actually performed in the New England Patriots. You know what I'm saying? Like Bill Parcells actually was coach of the New England Patriots back in the day. And the quarterback, what's his name? But yeah, he performed in Dallas too. No, another one before him. Can't think of the quarterback. Drew Bledsoe.
Okay, okay.
Yes, he was in New England first. So, but you have a great football team there, though. You know, but not now. But
not now. But our Mavericks are holding it.
You already know 2011 championships. I had to rub it in y'all's faces wherever y'all from.
So tell me, y'all next to Florida after this?
Oh yeah,
yes.
We're in Orlando next.
Orlando. So Orlando's a good area, actually. Orlando's a very good area. So, what are you looking for Orlando? You gonna go to Disney World after the show?
Oh, I just want to hit the beach and relax.
Definitely. That's our last day of the tour. We just want to chill out, mellow out, and enjoy Orlando while we're there.
Go to Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona Beach. Yeah.
Yes. That'd be nice.
Yes. Hopefully the weather's nice.
So people can find your information, your websites now. This is a great shout out for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station. Your shout outs, where can people find you?
You can go to studology101.tv. Check us out on there. It has all of our YouTube links, but we'll go ahead and name those too.
Yeah, youtube.com/studslife101. That's studs with a Z.
And what can people find? Like, if people want to email you, get in contact with you?
If you want to email us, studology101@gmail.com or information@studology101.tv.
Also, if you want to book us, bookings.studology101@gmail.com.
Right. Oh, and also, too, what's your favorite kind of food that you like? Because, of course, you live in the South, Midwest, you know. So what's your favorite kind of foods that you like?
I love catfish.
Ooh.
And I know that's a down South thing, but I love it. Yeah.
What do you like?
I like pork chops any kind of way. Fried, smothered, give it to me.
And what's some of the other kind of favorite artists that you're busy? Of course, you're doing a music show, of course. You like hip hop, you like rock. Who's some of your favorite kind of artists?
We like pretty much everything. We like pop, we like rock, we like R&B, hip hop. So whatever sounds good to my ears, I show love to, whether it be country, I don't care what it is.
Really? Country too? Okay.
Yeah, I like country.
I listen to it, all of the music. I love music. I'm starting to look for, artists who aren't signed to the big labels and stuff, so I can hear some real music, That's what I like to hear, is real shit.
Have you been in touch with Ellen DeGeneres at all, and has Ellen DeGeneres heard about you guys, what you have so far?
Hopefully she has. I'm sure she has. A lot of our fans write her.
They wrote her letters and sent them off.
Really?
So, I don't know what her outlook is with us, but hopefully she saw us, but we love Ellen, man.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
What's all the TV show that you like too?
I haven't watched TV in 2 years.
2 years? What about you?
True Blood fan though. She's
but
a True
I
Blood
do
fan.
Watch True Blood because our cameraman got me hooked on the seasons because he has them. That's the only way I found out.
You watch Family Guy?
Family Guy. I watch Family Guy. I love cartoons.
And what state does that come from? What state?
I don't know.
Rhode Island.
Oh,
they say Rhode Island. I didn't say that, but it's my home state.
Oh, okay.
And also, one more thing. What's the last movie you saw in the movie theater?
Transformers 3
was amazing.
Transformers Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to check it out.
Are you a Decepticons fan or Autobots?
Autobots.
You already know.
Yes, of course. Me too. Well, thank you very much. Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. If we could do that together, okay? Because I always say, Lose Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. All three of us, okay? Well, okay, I'll probably lose with this one. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Derek Shapiro Show. I lost it. Thank you.
Studology 101 shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes, check them out. You got to get with it or get lost.
Thank you.
See the you. Hourglass shape make the place go. Ooh. Waistline makes my salute. I'm a brute. High from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane. Eyes like an angel. Goddess. Watch my gal and I shit out dress. Spotless. That's bad to the bone. Make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Some lames don't know how to talk to you. So let me walk with you. Hold my hand. I'ma spend them grands. But after you undress. Not like a hooker. But more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth. Cause you're beautiful. Okay.
Performing. What's the best thing to like perform?
I like the live reaction from people. It's immediate.
Yeah.
And what do you like about going to different states? Because you went to my home state, Rhode Island, at Rhode Island College last year. You come in here to Atlanta. What do you like best about traveling? You know, it's really kind of seeing what each city has to offer, and every city really has something different that is either a museum or, you know, something unique.
Sure. And also, to one last question, of course, I've had Candace Cameron Bure on my show before. Why do people love Full House? And, you know, it's on the Nick at Night, it's on ABC Family Channel. Why do people still like that show?
Well, it's a show that's a throwback to everyone's innocence, and I think that there's something for everybody on Full House. You know, you got three guys, you got three adorable girls, you've got a nuclear family that I think a lot of people can relate to. It's a dysfunctional kind of family, and but in the end, we're still a family.
Sure.
And a lot of parents, I think, know that their kids are safe watching Full House.
Sure.
And you know, it's
my daughter likes it too.
Yeah. It's there's something in the Kool-Aid. We don't know what it is.
Well, so. Thank you.
America was known to me as a country built on God, the mighty, in God we trust. So let us put our trust in God to save us. I remember in grammar school, how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too? Just like me and you, we had to pray for them too. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. Military is made up of my family.
Listening to the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we stand, somewhere in between.